From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho. Welcome back.
Thanks. Had a great weekend.
From your pictures, looks like you had a fantastic
weekend.
You know
what? Nothing like hijacking a 26-foot RV built in 1976 with a big radio station in the back of it. All right, it's the first day of fall. Yes or BS, okay?
Okay.
Yes or BS, today is one of the of just 2 days a year when the sun rises exactly in the east and sets exactly in the west. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. It happens on the spring and autumnal equinoxes. On all other days, it's slightly north or south of due east and west.
So now I know.
Yes or...
Kind of cool.
Yes or BS, England coined the term fall, but they don't use it much anymore. Yes or BS?
BS?
No. Yes.
I almost said yes.
People in England started saying fall in the 17th century, and now it's mostly an American word, because in Britain, they usually say autumn.
Well, that's what I figured.
Yeah. Fall is okay. The shortest of the four seasons. Yes or BS?
September to December. I don't know.
That's BS. In the northern hemisphere, winter is the shortest at 89 okay. days, fall at 90 days, spring 93 days, and summer 94 days.
Oh.
In the southern hemisphere, it's the exact opposite. Summer's the shorter season because right now it's spring today
yes.
in the southern hemisphere. There you go. Yes or BS about the first day of fall. It is time.
John Van Camp loves all things pumpkin.
No, I don't.
Yes or BS?
BS. Including the PSL. All right. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Primetime Emmys were handed out last night, mm-hmm. or as we like to call them, the premium cable and streaming Emmy. The premium cable and streaming award show.
This has just gotten out of hand, has it not?
Yeah. Game of Thrones won 12 Emmys this year.
Not surprised. Still, you know what? That'll happen if you take off your clothes and have sex with your aunt. It'll work.
I guess it works.
Yeah, yeah. People are strangely drawn to that.
Blood and guts, you know? They tied their record for one show in a single season.
Yeah.
The other winners included Fleabag.
That's on Amazon.
I know.
Fleabag. Yeah. Yeah.
And The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Which I adore. I adore that show.
I know you do.
Yeah, and the new season three, clever. Coming out first part of December. So, yay, Merry Christmas to me.
I haven't finished season two yet.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
Have you finished season two?
Well, I'm working on it.
All right.
So I can't talk about it because you obviously haven't seen it all. So.
All right, so Veep and The Big Bang Theory got shut out in their final seasons.
I thought that was interesting because Veep has done well in the Emmys. Of course, another HBO show, but it's done very well in the Emmys all of its career. So, oddly, that it got nothing. So,
Big
nothing.
Bang Theory.
Focus. Yeah, Big
Come
Bang
on,
Theory.
Come on, people.
I think, well, you know
Jeez.
What? They just sold that show for over $1 billion in syndication. So, I think they're doing
just
fine.
Yeah.
It's like the Friends. Mm-hmm. They make like $22 million a year still. For the rest of their life.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, the same is true of the folks on Big Bang Theory. They really don't have to work. Oh, but you know what? Maya Bialik is developing a new comedy series and starring in with Jim Parsons. Jim Parsons is not going to be in it, but he's producing it with her and directing. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
So we'll see if there's going to be a cameo. Yeah, she's going to play some awkward, you know, single mom. Kind of, you know.
Kind of what she's doing now.
She's doing in real life.
All right, so very few shows on network TV where the concept of prime time was invented.
Right.
Won or were even nominated.
No.
Now, Fox, who won no Emmys that we can detect, hosted the show, but did it without a host.
You know, I think that's a trend. That's a trend in award shows. No host. Who needs a host? Save money.
The night's real highlight, it had to be when Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner came out to present for Best...
What?
Competition show.
What? Are you kidding me?
They actually had the nerve to say their show as about, quote, real people just being themselves. And they got laughed at.
Of course they got laughed at. I can't believe they didn't get laughed at from the moment they announced their name. And now presenting Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner. That's hilarious in my mind that they were even on.
Well, their show does well, sadly.
Well, and you know what? It was on last night.
Right, in Seacrest.
So it was on last night, right?
Yes.
Huda K is on Sunday nights.
Yes.
So they were competing against themselves. This is when it's getting really, really weird. And if they did that at the same time that Kanye had a church service yesterday in Wyoming, it's like the world is going to explode.
Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter are no longer a couple.
What? Wait. Say it's not so.
It's so.
What happened?
After all that brouhaha, the two have split.
Oh, man.
Splitsville.
Man.
You seem
man.
So upset.
I'm kind of upset.
Okay.
I'm looking for a really good celeb same-sex relationship. No, seriously. I mean, they're out there, but I mean...
Yeah.
Well, look, Caitlin Carter, not really famous. She was a model, right? Was that her deal? Everybody's a damn model.
Kristen Stewart's still with her gal pal,
yeah,
right?
Nobody cares.
That's
nobody
true.
Cares about Kristen Stewart. Nobody really cares about Miley Cyrus. But I'm just saying. Anyway.
All right.
So they are no more.
Still friends. According to
Yeah, that's
sources.
What they all say.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you're going to see them going to church together. They're not going to bake cookies together. They're not going to do tea together. No. So, you know, they're not friends.
Not going to ride wrecking balls together.
No. Probably have already removed themselves from each other's social followings.
Probably. Now, apparently, while their relationship blossomed in the days following both of their breakups with their respective men.
Right.
Miley wasn't really looking for anything serious, according to a source.
She just wanted a buddy. And you know what kind of buddy we're talking about.
An FWB. Rumor has it that it was the tabloid shots of Miley and Caitlin together that prompted Liam Hemsworth to file for divorce.
You think that was what it was? I mean, you know, he probably was waiting to see if they could reconcile, but he did leave the country. He did, you know, they broke up, distraught, woohoo, and then he went to Australia. And it's like, and then she's out. You know, cavorting.
Yeah, canoodling.
And
cavorting.
Canoodling with Caitlin, and then he files for divorce. So I don't know. Might
well,
be.
She said they were...
Might be. Yeah, but you never do this. Unless they've been separated for a while. Who does that? Usually they kind of wait. Look at Ben Affleck and Jen Garner. A rehab in
That's
between their
unusual.
Divorce.
No, I think there was a couple of rehabs.
I think you're right. You know who probably would have done it differently, though? Halle Berry, because
probably.
When she divorced her husband, she kicked him to the curb, man.
She
kicked him to the curb. I don't know if she was married to all of them.
Or?
Maybe she's not been married. I don't know. I don't know why.
She's like, get out.
Get out, sucka.
All right. I don't need you.
We're out of here. Get out. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could really care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.